Your friend John McCain has a report out that has a bunch of Habermas emails that effectively says the taxpayer movement ATR was for sale. That if somebody wanted to play, wanted your support, you were telling Habermas to tell them that they need to give a contribution. I could cite a specific email, but I want to see if you could respond to that. Is ATR for sale when corporate donors are coming to you? And if you could specifically address the net neutrality position you've taken. It seems to me there's libertarian arguments on both sides of that issue, but you come very strongly out on the side where the big corporate money is, and I wonder if you solicited or accepted any money from any of the trade groups or corporations that are interested in that issue.
Sure. Two things. One, no, I mean, we have a whole rather serious, non-moving policy. The White House will spend a week trying to get me to change my mind on some stuff, and we don't move in one direction or other. We're for smaller government, lower taxes, period. And I mean, the only thing you can do is if you agree with us and you give us more money, we can do more on that. But we're not changing any policies for that. And I don't know what Jack said to somebody, but he certainly knew better than that. And the one email that actually came out of that was something where they were having a conversation saying, ATR might do this. It fits exactly with their worldview. They already agree with us, so let's see if they could go highlight it. Which emails between two people that weren't you saying that you were incorruptible, it would only work on stuff that you wanted to work, that you were already working on, that's kind of high praise from that community.
That email, he quotes you saying, you know, he says, Abramoff says, Grover said that if you want to get ATR support, $50,000, you can help.
No, that's not what the that's actually not what the conversation was. They came and said, we want you to do a letter on our issue. And the answer was, no. If you want to join our coalition and become an ATR supporter, we'd love to work with you on stuff. But you can't write a check and get a letter written or write a check and get a position taken or something like that. It was actually exactly the other way on that. And made the case. They also said, well, maybe we could hire Grover to do that. I said, no, you can't hire me to do that. If you want to be part of it, if you see yourself as part of the taxpayer movement, then you should be supportive. On net neutrality, we have financial supporters on both sides of that fight. And people who work with ATR just understand that we're always going to be on the property rights side and the low tax side. And we have guys who give us, you know, $50,000 a year who you just have to look in the eye and say, we disagree with you on this one. And they know that. And the people who want something different, hire a consulting firm. You don't support the taxpayer movement.
So you haven't gotten any contributions in the last year or so that you think that are tied in any way to your positions on that account?
No, definitely not. And we get there are two sides on this, and both are equal supporters of ATR in terms of being supportive. We just disagree on this issue. We work on all the tax issues. But when you got something, we're expanding into property rights now. We didn't pass out, but we have six issues. Our shareholder association, property rights alliance, I think they're probably listed in that, actually. And property rights is an increasingly important one. And that's just on the net neutrality stuff. That's not someplace that you could overlook that.